Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. It's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife, Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Good to be able to come back once again into your home, just reaching the world for Christ. This is Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, reaching the world for Christ, so we're glad to be able to come into your home. If you'd like to be a part of this service, why, call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll put you right on here with us and ministering to the whole world. We've got a call in here. 423, go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Eddie Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Brother Eddie. Glad to hear you. Voice in there.
Good
how you doing
up.
Today? How you doing today?
I'm doing better. Doing
praise
a lot better.
Lord. Amen. Okay. Well, I'll get you on there just in a minute. So anybody wants to be a part of this service, well, go ahead and call in here on 310-742-1759, and we'll put you right on the line with us here just to minister to the whole world. So, Brother Eddie?
Yeah.
Just go ahead and obey the Lord there.
All right, I want to start out in the book of 2 Peter, starting in verse 1. It says, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus, and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Peter said that we have obtained like precious faith, or the one that who have obtained like precious faith. And there's a lot of people throws off on people of faith today because they just don't agree with it. They say that people, that Christian people, use the Bible for a crutch. They say that they used religion for a crutch. But I'm not talking about religion tonight. I'm talking about salvation. I'm talking about something that will save your soul and get you prepared to go into an eternity and live in it throughout eternity with Almighty God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want you to know tonight, somebody said there's a song that they used to sing, that build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. But brother, we ain't going to live in a cabin in a corner of glory land. Jesus said, I go away to prepare a place for you, and if I go away to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And listen to me tonight, God's got a place prepared for them that are born again, for them who are in the family of God. He's got a place prepared for them, and they'll live throughout all eternity in peace and joy. And brother, there'll be no more heartaches, and there'll be no more tears for them eye. Brother, he said he would wipe away all tears from their eyes. And brother, he said, with us, they're like precious faith with us. And he said this like precious faith is the same faith that they had, and through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. I want you to know tonight, honey, we're laborers together with Christ. Brother, we're laborers together with Christ and in the garden of God. And I want you to know tonight that, brother, this faith that we have received tonight, that it is, and it comes from God. The Bible talks in the 4th chapter of the book of Romans, talks about the law of faith. It said, where is boasting then? He said, and he talks about it being by the law of faith. And it's not by works, lest any man should boast, but it's a gift of God. And you know what makes this so good and so easy? All we have to do is believe it to tonight. He said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Savior and of Jesus our Lord. Listen to me tonight, folks. The grace that you receive, brother, and the peace that you receive when you get saved, brother, it can be multiplied. And brother, it can be
Amen.
Added to. He said, through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Brother, I want you to know tonight that as you grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's just like when you grew up in your body when you was a child. Brother, you was a little child, but as you continued to grow after a while, you grew up and you become a man and you become a woman, and you had some wisdom about you and you had some understanding about you. And it's the same thing tonight, brother, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that, brother, as you grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, you got some wisdom and you got some understanding of God in your life and of the Lord Jesus Christ. All I'm telling you tonight, there's no respect of persons, as we said many times on these broadcasts, that God has no respect of persons. All I'm telling you tonight, He'll honor one just like He will another. He said, according as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Brother, God has got the power to do what He says He'll do. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, it's impossible for God to lie. And when God said it, honey, God has got the authority. He's got the power to bring about what He says He'll do. Brother, I'm so glad tonight that we have a Savior tonight. When He tells us something, brother, we can count on it. He said, according as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that called us to glory and virtue. Brother, He's called us to glory and virtue. Brother, people may not think that it's anything great, but let me tell you something. Honey, it's the greatest thing that ever happened this side of eternity. Brother, I said a while ago, people might say you use it for a crutch, but you use religion for a crutch. And I said that I wasn't talking about religion. But, brother, I want you to know something tonight. Brother, it becomes part of your life. It becomes part of you. And, brother, it becomes your life down inside of you. Brother, where a man's heart is, there his treasure will be also. Listen to me tonight. When you get Jesus, or if you've got Jesus in your heart, that's where your treasure is. I'm so glad tonight that when Jesus come in, brother, He brought the treasure of God, brother, and He taught us to think on the things of God. He taught us to glory and virtue. Whom I have given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partaker of the divine nature. Now I want to say this, brother, you just talked about being a crutch. Brother, I had rather, if I was going to use a crutch, I had rather have a crutch that would take me to heaven as to have a crutch or not have a crutch and go straight to hell when my soul left my body. I thank God tonight that it's not a crutch. But, brother, I want you to know today it gives us hope. It gives us hope that there is a life after this life, that there's a place that we can go to, that we can spend an eternity with the God that created the heavens and the earth. When you go outside of a night and you look up into the sky and you see the multitude of stars, brother, and equal to those stars, they have billions of stars in it. Brother, I want you to know that the God that created that is who we're going to spend eternity with. These great and precious promises. Honey, He gave us promises. He said, by His stripes we're healed. Brother, I want you to know today that God has given us peace. He's given us joy. He's given us long suffering. He's given us meekness. He's given us gentleness. Brother, He's given us the things that we need to live a Christian life. we said before, it's no longer I, but it's Christ that lives in me. He said, and by these you might be partaker of the divine nature. Brother, there's a divine nature tonight that we can be a partaker of. You see, Jesus said to be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Brother, there's a lot of people says now, brother, we can't be perfect, but Jesus told us to be perfect and
yes,
perfection in the Lord. Brother, it's nothing other than being mature in the Lord. Brother, if you're 20 years old in the Lord, you act like a 20-year-old in the Lord. If you're a 10-year-old in the Lord, you act like a 10-year-old in the Lord, and you live to the best of your ability. Brother, that's all you can do. By these you might be partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. He said all that's in the world is the pride of life, the lust of the eye, and the lust of the flesh. Brother, I want you to know tonight that we don't have to live after that, but we can live with our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can follow him. The Bible says in Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Honey, that's what I want, is to be a son of God. I want to be led by the God Spirit tonight. I want to be led into the things that he'd have me to do. Oh, I'm so glad tonight that he won't leave. He said, I'll go away, but I won't leave you comfortless. He said, I'll pray the Father. He'll send you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Listen to me tonight. Jesus has gone away, and he sent another comforter to us. He said down here, he said, in verse 5, he said, and beside this, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Honey, Jesus was going out one day to raise a girl from the dead. And brother, when he went out there, there was a woman that had an issue of blood come up behind him. And she said, if I can only take the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. She had bled for 12 years. She couldn't stop it. The doctors couldn't do nothing to help her. But when she got down and she reached and got a hold of his garment, she just took the hem of his garment, brother, because she had said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. And she took the hem of his garment, and the Bible said immediately her issue of blood was staunched.
Amen.
Jesus said, who touched me? Because virtue has gone out of me. And she came and trembled and fell down before him. Listen to me tonight, folks. We can add virtue, brother, to our faith. And brother, he said, and the virtue knowledge. Brother, we can learn about the Lord Jesus Christ. We can read the Word of God. Listen, you might be in a place where it's illegal to own the Bible. But I'm here to tell you tonight that if you'll call on the Lord and if you'll ask God, God will see to it that the scriptures will get your way, that you can have them to study. And if you've got a Bible tonight, brother, you can read your Bible tonight, and you can increase your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says the knowledge temperance. Listen to me, temperance is self-control. Listen, God. He said, old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. We might have had a temper at one time, but bless God today, when we add temperance to this thing, to knowledge, brother, and bring that temper under control, we can crucify that temper, and we can live a life of peace and to temperance, patience. A lot of people says, Lord, give me patience. But let me tell you, if you begin to pray for patience, brother, you're asking for hardships to come upon you, because
yes,
it's hardships that works out patience in your life. But you don't have to do that. All you got to do is ask God, brother, let me rephrase that. All you got to do is be patient. You might say, yeah, but I patience. I've got no patience. Brother, he said to add patience to temperance and to patience godliness. Listen to me tonight, folks. There's a thing we can live tonight, and that's a godly life. Brother, we don't have to curse. We don't have to rant. We don't have to rave and go on. But bless God, we can go on. And we can live a godly life tonight. And we can live after the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, put on the mind of Christ. Brother, and we would put that mind of Christ on. Brother, in another place, he said, put on the helmet of salvation. And that helmet of salvation, it protects the mind. Oh, listen to me. And the godliness, brotherly kindness, and the brotherly kindness, charity. Brother, you love your brother. The Bible said, how do you know you pass from death unto life? He said, because that you love the brethren. Oh, listen to me. And whenever he said, and the brotherly kindness, charity, he said, now abideth these three, faith, hope, and charity. And the greatest of these is charity. Brother, charity is nothing other than love. Brother, when God saved you, brother, he put love down in your heart. Now exercise that love. He said, for if these things be in you, now I want you to listen to this. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Honey, these things will lead us right on into the knowledge and the understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, and we can walk after Christ. Brother, the Bible said this. Brother, that you have no need of any man teach you. Brother, but I want you to know tonight, God calls teachers, and I understand that. And what I'm saying is, if you're in a place that you don't know of a teacher, brother, God will teach you and give you understanding. He'll help you to understand. He said, what things soever you desire when you pray, he said, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Oh, listen to me. He said, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Honey, they make us to go forward in the Lord Jesus Christ. They make us to be fruitful in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, listen, said, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. God, help us to never get into the place that we forget that we have been purged from our old sin. Because if we get into that place, honey, we liable to forget what God has done for us and get right back into doing the same things that we used to do before God saved us. And the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, behold, all things have become new. He said, old things are passed away. And brother, we need to be them things that we used to do alone and leave them in our past and forget about them and go on and serve the Lord. Wherefore, the reverend brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. Oh, listen, if you do make your calling, your election sure, brother, you'll never fall. And you can walk in that. He said, you can walk in that. And you can live in that. And you can greet the brethren. Brother, you can greet the brethren wherever they might be. You see, there's only one spirit tonight. And that's the Spirit of God. Brother, there's one Christ tonight. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, listen to me tonight. Brother, he said, for so an interest shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, listen, I want to see as many of you as will to go to heaven tonight. Want to see you as many of you as will. Brother, continue to walk forward in the Lord. Oh, I'm telling you, God is so good. I don't know what I would do without him, but I don't even want to think about that. What I would do without him. Oh, but he is so good tonight. He'll keep us no matter where we're at. If we desire to be kept, I would ask God that he would just bless you, that he would minister to you, that he would hold you up, that he would strengthen you, that he would smile upon you, that he would make all grace abound toward you. Oh, God bless you tonight is my prayer. Brother, you would go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. We got a couple of callers in here. Let me get them in here and We appreciate that wonderful word Brother Eddie brought to us there. 937, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, Brother Yearwood, this is Brother Green, Sister Green. We're here in Springboro, Ohio, and we're glad to be with you tonight. And we got a little something to say tonight. I don't know if Joanna's got something to say first.
Okay, can I get this other caller and find out who they are, then I'll get right back with you, Brother Green.
Yeah, go ahead, Brother Yearwood.
706, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hey, Brother Yearwood, this is Frieda Litchfield from Thomaston, Georgia. How you doing tonight?
Oh, we're blessed, sister. Let me get Brother and Sister Green in there, then we'll get you in there just in a minute. Whenever they get
okay.
down there. Brother Green?
Okay, Brother Yearwood. I understand we're speaking on things pertaining to life. And I was thinking about it, you know. I started thinking this morning about it. I thought about, you know, Adam was created in the image of God. And the Bible said that God formed him out of the dust of the earth and made him a living soul. I'm trying to get my Bible here where I can see it. We're on the road. And the Bible says here in Genesis 2:7, and the Lord God formed man.
I'm hungry. He can get out of the
sea. Praise God. You there, Brother Yearwood?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Can you hear? You hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the earth, or the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Now, I was thinking about that. It says also in the 8th verse, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. There he put the man whom he had formed. Praise God. Well, we understand that God made man, but when he made man, he made him out of the dust of the ground, and he formed his body. And the Bible said he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So we see tonight that man is more than just a body. He's got a soul. And also that the spirit of man is in the man. Praise God. And God breathed that spirit into man, and he made us a living soul, but he gave us a body. And I got some things wrote down here. I want to read in Genesis 1:26, and it said, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Praise God. And then in verse 27, so God created man in his own image. Praise the Lord. And in Genesis 1:29, it tells us that God placed the man whom he had made, placed him in a garden, and he gave him food to eat. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth. And so God gave man everything he needed, and he placed him in that beautiful garden. And he could eat of the trees of that garden, and man would never die. And we're talking about things pertaining to life. You see, our body needs certain things, and God has made us this way. And we can go without food maybe for several days, but we can't go without water. We can, you know, if we can go without water, we can only go, so many days. And then the body will cease to function because it has to have the things that pertain to life. Praise God. And he also made us a living soul. So man is not just a body, but he's got a spirit and a soul, and that spirit and soul lives in that body. I was reading over there earlier today in Revelation chapter 6, and the Bible talked about people that was under the altar, and it said that they were souls under the altar. And they was crying out under that altar, and they was trying to find out how long did they have to stay where they was at that place. And God spoke to them and said, until their brethren, which would be killed, also, well, I can't see the sunlight's blinding me, but can you read that, Joanna? It's 6 and 10 or 9 down in there somewhere. About the souls under the altar. Talking about the souls. Well, the soul of man will never die. She's trying to find it there. I don't know if she can find it or not. But, you know, the soul of man will never die. We're going to live on somewhere. And we're going to pray. And we're going to go to the place. And here she's got it now. She's going to read it to you.
Revelation 6 and 9. And when he had opened the seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held.
All right. And it says more there, don't it?
And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge this and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?
Amen.
And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled.
Amen. So we see here that after that man has lived his life and he's lived in this body that God has given him, and he lives his life out, and the time of his departure comes, and he leaves this body. The Bible tells us that the spirit, the body without the spirit is dead. And in the book of James, it tells us that. It was talking about faith, but in James 2:26, whereas the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Praise God. So we see here that, you know, we're in a body, but we're living for Christ. We're, you know, this body won't pull us one way, but because there's the flesh involved, and there's the lust of the flesh, and there's the pride of life and the things that try to draw us away. But we're talking about things pertaining to life. Praise God. See, we're going to have to keep this life that God gave us, you know. Once man fell, he got away from God. We know that Adam sinned in the garden, partook of that tree in the garden, the midst of the garden, which he was commanded not to touch or even not to eat of that tree. For the Bible said when he ate of that tree, he would surely die. So death passed upon all men. Praise God. So we're trying to get that life that was lost in the garden back. And there's going to come a day when everything's going to be fulfilled. And those souls under the altar, I believe that's in the time of the Great Tribulation there, when, you know, that man of sin comes forth on the white horse, and all these things are beginning
Amen.
To happen. And he said when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw the souls of them under the altar, you know, that were beheaded, I believe it said, for the word of God, and were killed for the testimony which they held. Praise God. And I tell you, we got a little time to work, but we don't know how long. We don't know whenever that man of sin's going to get up on that white horse and ride out and show himself to the world. Praise God. The Bible said there'd be a great falling away there in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and then that man of sin would be revealed. Praise God. And we know the rapture's going to come some point in time, and we know we don't know when he's coming, but we know that he's coming. We know Christ is coming back to take us out of this world, and we're preaching on things that pertain to life. I tell you, if you're not saved tonight, I tell you, you need Christ in your life. That's the only life there is serving Christ. It's the only way to heaven. If we don't take up the cross and follow Christ, we'll be lost in the end. And I tell you, I want life. I choose life instead of death, praise God.
Amen.
He said that faith without works is dead. So God wants us to work while it is day. The work that we are supposed to do once we're a new creature in Christ Jesus, Brother Eddie talked about us being a new creature in Christ Jesus, is a new work that God does in us. He said, old
Amen.
Things have passed away, and behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God. So I'm not what I used to be, since the Lord laid his hand on me, since the Lord come into my life, and when I went down to that altar and made my vows to the Lord, you see, it was like a marriage, and I'm married to the Lord, and the whole body of Christ is his people and his church, and we're all married to Christ, praise God,
Amen.
And you know, he's the head of the church. I was thinking about this for the year, Wood, and I know we got many listeners across the world, and I'm talking to you tonight. We are the body of Christ, and the Bible said there are many members in this one body, and we being many are one body over there in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And you know, the hand, excuse me, the hand cannot say to the foot, I don't have any need of thee, or the eye to the ear, or the different parts of the body, because if we start fighting one another, we're going to get ourselves in trouble. I wouldn't cut off my hand or cut off my foot or punch out my eye or anything like that. But I say God wants us to be good to one another. He wants us to love
Amen.
One another, pray one for another, that we might be healed. You know, I didn't come to Christ because I didn't need him, because I never had a problem. But I came to Christ because I had plenty of problems. And I still have some problems. And I'm still believing God to do some miracles for me and touch me in certain parts of my body that, you know, I've been having some trouble with. But I tell you, God is the healer. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Speaking about things pertaining to life. And you know, we're surely going to pass one of these days if the Lord don't come soon. One of these days, even if you live to be 100, you're going to die. When that spirit leaves the body without the spirit is dead. And I tell you, I want to go to that place in heaven where God has prepared a place for me, that I can have eternal life. And I have that life in me. If I can hold on to God and keep on living for him, build on the solid rock, praise God, then I'm going to live forever someday, and my soul will never die. You know, praise God. It's good to be a Christian tonight and on my way to heaven, and I'm so glad I went down to an altar one day and knelt. I'm so glad I laid off the old coat and put on the new, praise God. It was the best thing that I ever did do, praise God. Oh, glory to God. I wouldn't go back to what I had for nothing in this world, praise God. I tell you,
Amen.
The world don't have enough to offer, praise God, to keep me from going to heaven. I've done looked over, praise God, into that other realm, praise God. Like Moses went up on that mountain and looked over into Canaan land, praise God. Well, we've looked over, praise God, Brother Yearwood. We've looked over
yes.
into that far country that's coming one day. We've looked over into that better country. I tell you, that's where I'm going. Praise God. That's the place that I've got my sight set on, is making heaven my home. And I tell you, I want to win every soul I can. While I'm on my way, I'm going to turn it over here to Sister Green. Maybe she's got something to say.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, Brother Yearwood. Good to be with y'all tonight. And like Brother Green said, we're on our way to a revival. And we just are so blessed. We pulled over here in a school here in Springboro at the high school and ministering with you all. And trying to help somebody, brother. That's what this is all about. And you know, the Lord had given me many scriptures about the tongue and the mouth, and we're talking about life tonight. And Proverbs 13:3 said, "He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction." And Proverbs 15:4 says, "A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit." And I was thinking about a river, how it flows freely, and how sometimes there's a breach in that water, and it stops the flow, and that's just like the Spirit of God. And you know, you can speak life and death in your life, and you could say that I'm half sick, or you can think of it, well, the other half of me must be well. So you can speak, "I'm half well, praise the Lord." And if you look at the glass and you see a glass half full, is it half full or is it half empty? Praise the Lord. It's how you look at things. And I was thinking about a tree in the field, and it, among many other trees. And you look at that field full of green, praise God. Are you looking at the tree that is dead, or are you looking at the whole field that's beautiful that God had created? And that's how I think about people, praise God. When I'm trying to reach the world and one refuses Christ and turns down Christ, I'm not going to stop. It's not going to hinder me. I'm going to look and see that the harvest, the field is white and ready for harvest, and that I need to go on, praise God, and not stop there. And Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Psalm 31:1 says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Job didn't do like his wife said, just curse God and die. You know, he started thinking about the days that when he was born, and he was saying, "Blot out my days." He never did blame God, though. And, you know, many people, they'll get in a crisis, and they'll look up to the God, and they'll say, "Why, God?" And they'll begin to question the Lord and blame the Lord and saying, "If you're a great big God, why didn't you keep my loved one from dying?" You know, I'll never curse God. I'll serve him all the days of my life. Praise God. And, you know, I was thinking how Job went on, and he did. He said, "Though he slay me, I will still serve him." Praise the Lord. In Psalms 39:1 said, "I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me." Praise God. You know, the Bible says that a soft answer turneth away wrath. And, you know, we have to be careful and sin not. Praise the Lord. And the Bible talks about the tongue is the smallest member of the body, but it's poison. There's poison in the tongue. But there's life in the tongue, praise God. And Psalm 40:3 says, "And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord." And I was thinking about Ezekiel 16:6, how when you all were up here, Brother Yearwood and Sister Betty she heard a bad report. Brother Timothy was reading something there on Facebook, and she said, "Oh, let's send him Ezekiel 16:6. And Brother Yearwood said, "Yes, in 16:6. And it says this, praise the Lord. Verse 6 of chapter 16 of Ezekiel says, "And when I was passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live." There's power tonight in the tongue. There's life in the tongue. We can speak life, and we can speak to the mountain, and it will be moved. Praise God. And James 3:10 through 12, praise the Lord. I don't mean to take up so much time, Brother Yearwood, but praise God, there's life in the tongue. And verse 10 of James chapter 3 says, "Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessings and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be." Praise the Lord. And then verse 11 says, "For the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter." And verse 12 says, "Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine, figs, can..." Then it says, "So can no fountain but yield salt water and fresh water." Praise the Lord. Where do fig
life over our children, over our family. We're to speak life over the ones that we're praying to get saved. And we should have many on our heart to get saved.
Amen.
Not just our But you know what? We've got a burden for the whole entire world. And so did Jesus when he said, praise the Lord, that John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, praise the Lord. He wished that none would perish. And that's the way we should be. We should speak life over our neighbors, praise God,
yes.
Over the school teachers, and even the
yes.
President of the United
yes.
States.
Yes.
With their pray for them. Instead of getting on Facebook and cutting them down, we're supposed to be praying for the leaders of our country. If they're not saved, we need to pray they get saved. Because they're
Amen.
Leading their ruler over us. Decisions that they make, are, praise God, are about us. And we should pray for them. Hallelujah. We're supposed to be a nation not found on a map. Praise the Lord, us that are born again in the body of Christ, Brother Clint was talking
Amen.
About. We're a nation that's not found on a map. We're pilgrims in a strange land, but we should pray. Because every decision that the President of the United States makes, it concerns you and me. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And in other countries, even the, you know, at one time, United States was a big, powerful nation. Praise the Lord, because it had God in it. Had God in it so good. Praise the Lord. And you know what? We're still here. We're still here serving the Lord. We're still here serving Jesus Christ. Praise God. And I praise the Lord. We're a city set up on a hill that cannot be hid. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord. I'm going to turn it back over to Brother Yearwood. Thank God for this opportunity to be with you all again one more time. Hallelujah. If you want to be with us on Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, you could go to Talk Radio, the Macedonian Call around the globe. Praise God. Go ahead, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Sister Green. 706.
Let Brother John go before I do, Brother Yearwood. I want to see what he's got to say tonight, and then I'll go after that, okay?
Okay, Brother John's not in here right yet. I don't know.
He ain't got in there?
No, he's
okay,
not got
well,
in
I'll
yet.
Go. All right, well, I'll go.
Go ahead.
I was reading this morning about the showers of blessing, and we was in church Sunday night, and that song came to me, and I was reading on it today. But here's where I'm going to come from. I'm coming from Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And then I'm going to go to Galatians 5:24. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with affection and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
And go. Galatians 6:14, but God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. And Colossians 3:1-4. Let me find it. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your
Amen.
Affections on things above, not on the things of the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. You know, we got to get out of our flesh and turn everything over to the Lord. And, you know, once we do that, the blessings will come. The Lord will show you what to do, where to go. And I praise the Lord that he is doing a work in our church, and we are having some wonderful services down here.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Just go ahead and obey the Lord there, sister.
Oh, man. It's been great. I caught up on my reading this morning. I woke up early and I said, Lord, I want to get get into the Word. And I sat down and I looked in my concordance and I said, Lord, where do you want me to go? And he sent me to that first scripture, Galatians 2. And I mean, it's wonderful that you can just get on flesh and do what he tells you to do and obey him instead of being disobedient. I mean, Wednesday night, I wasn't going to sing, but the Lord put a song in my heart, and I sung that song. And I mean, it's wonderful to be in the presence of the Lord and doing what he wants us to do. But I praise him. I give him grace, honor, and glory for everything he's done and what he's going to be doing in my life. I give him honor for it, and I thank the Lord for these Blog Talk Radio. We've been telling people about it, and I can just feel the Spirit, Brother Yearwood, flowing through and seeing how everything is going. And it's good to hear other pastors and other preachers and everything get out to where the world needs to be, hear the Word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we're just thankful that we've got it on, and we sure do appreciate each and every listener out there and everyone that calls in and has a part of it. So we just want everybody to feel free to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. You know, this,
yes,
to me, this is church. And
yes, it is.
So if anybody can't feel the presence of God out from this, I've said a lot of times their firewood's wet. They need to get it straight up. Praise the Lord. So,
yes, they do.
Bless you, Lord.
Go ahead and obey the Lord, dear sister.
That's all I got.
Okay, praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to let Brother Timmy come around and sing a song here then.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
When I was wounded, lying on the ground, in the blood of my transgressions, no hope of ever being found, the Lord passed by, saw me about to die. With compassion in his voice he spoke, and I had to rise when he said, live. I had to breathe when he said, dance. I felt heaven's melody. When he said, sing, I heard redemption song, and he gave me the faith to carry on. When he said, live. When you were dying, lying all alone, beaten and battered from a harsh and cruel world, the Lord passed by with love in his eyes. He had mercy and forgiveness in his words. It couldn't be denied. When he said that, you feel heaven's bed.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song. Praise God. 706. Come in there and tell us who you are. Where you're at there.
I'm Florida.
Yeah, go ahead there, Stephanie. Or Betty.
Me and Betty's going to say a Bible verse, and I'm going to sing it, okay?
Okay, go right ahead and sing your little song.
Praise
there.
What do you guys want to, what are you guys on?
Just go ahead and sing there.
Do nothing but grace.
I tell
do nothing but grace.
I tell you today of the goodness of the Lord. There's nothing good in me that I should gain a reward. Just by the kindness and the favor he has shown. Not by my works or anything I earned. It's nothing but grace that pardons my sin. Because of his mercy I've been born again. Redeemed by his blood, my sins are erased. What else can I say? It's nothing but grace. I am what I am by the grace he gives to me. It's goodwill and favor continues to increase. Called out of the dark to his wonderful light. I'm blessed beyond measure. I owe him my life. It's nothing but grace that pardons my sin. Because of his mercy, I've been born again. Redeemed by his blood, my sins are erased. What else can I say? It's nothing but grace. It's nothing but grace that pardons my sin. What else can I say? It's nothing but grace. It's redeemed by his blood, my sins are erased. What else can I say? It's nothing but grace. Here's Betty now.
Amen.
Praise
That's
God.
Too good,
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
That's real good. You understand
yes,
that and listen
yes.
to it. Praise God.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Wonderful. And Brother Yearwood,
okay.
Who was that?
That was Stephanie and Betty, my two great nieces.
Oh, okay. I thought it was with your group, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, that's who it was. They're sounding good on her, ain't they?
They are. I had somebody sitting here, and she said, "Who is that?" I said, "It's somebody that goes to Brother Yearwood's church." And she was very good. She's getting there. She's very good. And how old is she?
She's 9 years old, and the other one is 11
She's
years
nine,
old.
9 and 11. Okay.
I'm sorry, 8 and 11.
8 and 11. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to turn in the prayer request right now. Praise.
Praise God for another week of broadcast time, and we just pray that everybody will get in and have a good time in the Lord with us. And we just thank God for Betty and Stephanie coming in and doing their little part. We pray that they'll continue to do so. And Philippians 4:19 says, "But God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." And I just say that whatever your need is tonight, that God is able to touch you wherever you are. And 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you." It don't matter where you are or where you've been. God is there to forgive you for everything that you've done. So here's some prayer requests. Bob and Sarah Hicks need a miracle from God. Lily Torres has been in the hospital with sugar problems, and Billy Keller's also been in the hospital with sugar problems. Kay Hurd has leukemia. My little nephew Wyatt got bit by a dog and has to have plastic surgery. And just remember Betty and Stephanie and their mother. And all the listeners, we just ask God to meet all their needs. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer. And we also thank God for touching Brother Eddie this week.
Amen. I appreciate them back praying for me, too.
I got
go ahead,
one more request.
Any more prayer requests?
I do.
No, I just
I
like
do.
To say that thing. I want to thank everybody that prayed for us. Just remember me and remember my family. I need some strength. And pray for my lost children. And may God bless each one.
Amen. Okay, what about the other one?
Remember Keith Green. He has cancer. He's battling, and he needs salvation.
Okay.
We also need to remember, we had he was 55 years old, was in a bad accident in Thomaston yesterday, and he lost his life. So let's remember the Jim Moore family in prayer.
Amen.
Brother Yearwood,
yes.
The man that I give in prayer request that his heart was only working at 20%, they operated on him and gave him a pacemaker and a defibrillator, and they told him that it would make him feel a lot better. So, in a way, that's the answer to God's prayer in that situation. But keep praying for him. He needs. He used to be real active in church, and he got hurt some, and he quit going to church. And but he needs to get his heart right with the Lord, and he needs the Lord to touch his heart and heal his heart. He's 68 years old.
Amen.
And his wife needs a touch from the Lord. She's got arthritis real bad, and she needs a touch from the Lord.
Okay. Well, let's just all go to the Lord in prayer and take them to the Lord and just leave God to touch them and answer them. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come before
Father,
you.
Father, in the name of Jesus tonight, Lord,
Lord,
we thank you, Father, for this time, Lord, in prayer.
Father, we bring
we pray, Lord, for these requests that have been given in, Lord. God, this one was
right
leukemia.
Father, we just ask you, Lord,
God, that you'd move in it, Lord, and this one with cancer, Lord, that you'd move in that situation, heal them, Lord.
And
Lord, we pray for that one that lost his life, the family, his family, Lord, that you'd move. And God, I pray, Father, for in his life, let his feet be made.
And God,
and I pray for every prayer request that's
God
given in tonight, Lord, that you would just move.
Soul that's so near to hell,
you'd minister,
Father,
Heavenly Father.
Right,
and God, I pray, Father, that you'd encourage each one and lift each one up and help us, Lord, that we ever be ready, Lord. When you call us out,
Lord,
that we'd be
ready
to go. And Lord,
let the blood, God, cleanse of their sins, Lord, and wash them away. And God, make them the snow white. And Lord, we bring them, God, to you. And Father, ask
yes,
God. That you will sanctify, you will fill him with the Holy Ghost. And God,
oh,
we
God,
give you praise,
the
praise, glory, and the honor for it all, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, God, right now, Father, in Jesus' holy name. And Lord, just touch that wife, God, that has the arthritis. Lord, that you
yes,
heal that.
Lord, touch her, Father.
Lord, we curse that right now,
God,
Father,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, that you just touch
and Father,
answer
Jesus
their prayers.
Name, we pray, Lord.
God of each and every one of them, Father, every one of them, God, that was given in your tonight. And Lord, we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you got your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me tonight to Genesis. I'm going to read some here in verse 2 in Genesis. I think Brother Green done read it, but I'm going to read it again because they know maybe he brought one part of it out and I'll bring the other part out or something, you know. This word is not just a word for one certain person. It's for everybody, and it's, well, I don't know how to explain it. But anyway, God knows all about it. Genesis 2 and verse 7, it says, "And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground, and of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of." Well, hallelujah. Let me just start over again on it. "And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." You know, praise God. I tell you, I was thinking along this here today, you know, the dirt, God has given minerals in that dirt for things to grow and to make things come out. And, you know, he made us out of the form of the dust, and he breathed into our nostrils, and we became a living soul. But, you know, we can go on down through here just a little bit, and it said, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man who he made, and he formed. And out of the garden, out of the ground, made the Lord God to grow every tree that is planted pleasant in the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And you know, praise God, God created them trees there, and he told Eve and he told Adam not to eat of the tree of the good and evil, but if they could eat of any other tree. And you know, praise God, they went disobedience to him, and they eat of that tree in the midst of the garden. And the word tells us that they died after that. He drove them out of the garden. And you know, praise God, that's where a lot of people are at today. They've grown cold on the Lord. They've eat of the tree of the good and evil, and they've not turned back to the Lord, as I believe Brother Green brought out a while ago, that God is trying to get people to return back to the garden. And you know, that's where we're at today. God is trying to get people to turn back and start eating of the good fruit of the tree of the garden. You know, praise God, if they had never eaten of that tree, they wouldn't never come up naked before God. God wouldn't have walked in the midst of the garden in the cool of the evening, and Adam wouldn't have to say it, Lord, I'm naked, because he would have been clothed. He would have been obedient to God, but he didn't. He blamed Eve for giving it to him. She took the fruit, and she ate of it, and she showed it to Adam, and Adam took it, and he ate of it. But praise God, whenever he eat of it, then God come, and he drove them out of the garden in the cool of the evening. I tell you what, that's what's wrong of the day. People need to turn back to God. Let's look here into John 14 and 5 and 6. It says, Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? You know, praise God, Thomas was a spirit there. He didn't know the way, but he said to Jesus, he said, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You know, praise God, today there's no way that anybody ain't no way that anybody can go to God except through Jesus, because I tell you, one time whenever I was just the first was a Christian, I wouldn't pray to Jesus because I was afraid of that people that I was around. I was afraid that I went the wrong direction. But praise God, I was praying to God all the time. But I had a visitation with God, and Jesus. Excuse me. And whenever I had that visitation, I met up with them spiritually. In the spirit, I met up with them. And Jesus told me, he said, I know what you're trying to do. He said, you're trying to go over my head to go to him. But he said, I am the truth. And right here's what he told me. He said, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, you know. And I said, yes, Lord, I know there's no other way now that I can get to the Father except I come through you. And, you know, that's the way that it is, my friend. The only way that we're going to get in to the Lord is to go through Jesus. There's no other way that we can go. But let's look into John 6, 35 and 36 and 37. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. Hallelujah. That's where a lot of people that today, they've seen him and they see him every day. They see the works that he does every day, but they'll not believe him. They'll not come unto him. And right here it says in verse 37, all that the Father give me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Praise God. You know, I tell you, it's something to, for us to think about today. It don't matter, praise God, any time that we come to him, he's not going to cast us out. He's not going to turn us away, but he's going to meet our need. He's going to give us whatever that we have desire whenever we pray. I know I say that a lot of times, but I just repeat what I've seen and what I've heard. The Word of God tells us that they said as many come to him, he would no wise turn away. He'll no wise cast them out. But my friend, today, people needs to believe what doth saith God, to believe what the Word says, and realize that he's not going to cast them down. He's not going to cast them out. But he will receive you into himself, he said. And he wouldn't, my friend, if we'll only believe what thus saith God, and take the Word of God for what he says, and live on the Word what he says, praise God, I will not be casted down. I will not be casted out. A lot of times I have to get down on my knees and I say, Lord, this is what you said. You said this. And, you know, I remind him of what he said. He said, here, all that the Father give me shall come unto me, and him that cometh to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Hallelujah. I tell you, I'm thankful tonight to know that it don't matter what that I've come to him about, he's not going to cast me out. I believe over in 1 John he tells us that as many come to him, that he would receive us, and we would be his sons and daughters. Praise God. I'm so glad tonight to know, hallelujah, that we can be God's sons and daughters because the Lord gives us the permission. He gives us the strength if we'll only come to him and believe him. for what he says. Let's look into Proverbs 15 and 24. It says, the way of life is above to the wise that he may depart from evil. Depart from help me. Praise God. I can't even say them words. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you, God is telling us here, right there, you can read it for yourself. It's in Proverbs 15 and 24. It's, praise you. The way of life is above to the wise that he may depart from hell beneath. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hell beneath. Hallelujah. You know, that let us know that hell is down in the heart of the earth. Praise God. We can depart from there if we will turn our lives to God and just only believe what God says. Let's look into Galatians 2 and 20. It says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, that's the reason and how that we live today is through Christ and through the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other way tonight that we can live except we live through the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I tell people all the time, they said, well, I can't live this life. Brothers and sisters, I can't live this life, but I have to let Christ live it for me, and I live it through him. That's the only way that any of us can live this life, is let the Lord live it through us. I tell you, I pray all the time, Lord, don't let people just see, Lord, your word, but let them see you that's in me. I tell you what, if we'll have the hope of glory shining out through us, the world will see us, and they can see the hope of glory. They can see Christ living out through us. I tell you what, if we don't have the love of God in our lives and in our hearts shining out through this lost and dying world, then we're losers. But praise God, I'm glad tonight that every one of God's children has a light that is shining. The Word tells us, let this light that in you shine out through, that the people can see the light that's in you and want to glorify the Father which is in heaven. And that's what they see, my friend. They see the hope of glory shining out through us. He's the one that lived this life for us. Hallelujah. I can't live this life on my own, but he can live it for me. Let's look into John 8 and 47 through 53. He that is of God heareth God. Word heareth God's word, yet he therefore heareth them not, because ye are not of God. Hallelujah. You know, if people are not of God, they don't hear God's word. But hallelujah, if they be of God, let's go on now. Let's see here. in verse 48, it says, then answered the Jews and said unto him, say ye not, say we not, will that thou art a Samaritan and have a, has a devil?
Yep.
Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do, and ye dishonor me. And I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judges. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never cease dead. Hallelujah. 52, it says, then saith the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil.
Yeah.
Abraham is dead, and the prophet is thou, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are
dead,
who maketh thou thyself? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. You know, praise God. Hallelujah. Tell you what, Jesus is telling us there, praise God, if you would just, you say that you're honoring my God, then you're going to honor me. But, you know, praise God, when we dishonor Jesus, we dishonor God. But thank God, I'm glad tonight to be able to say that I honor God, that I praise my Lord, my Savior, because he gave his life on the cross that I could have this life and have it more abundant. I praise God tonight because God so much loved me that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm glad tonight to know, hallelujah, that we are children of God, that we have the blessings of God, and that God loves us enough that he will bless us if we will only continue on his way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look into Proverbs 8 and 35. For whoso findeth me findeth life and shall attain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. At all they that
hate
me love death. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you what, it's time that people, praise God, start loving the Lord and start trying their best to please God. I tell you, it's a time that we turn ourselves over to the Spirit of God and let God live through us and walk through us, and we obey Him. Praise God. I'm glad tonight that we have this opportunity to declare that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. I think Brother Timothy's got another song here ready, so I'll move back and let him sing. And Brother Eddie, praise the Lord. Brother Eddie?
Yeah.
Whenever Brother Timothy get done, why come in there and obey the Lord.
All right. I
want another song.
I'm looking to live. I'm not looking to die. I focus my eyes on Jesus the Christ. I don't feel the stones. I don't see the crowd. My mind is fixed on the heavenly crown. If you're wondering why, I'm looking on high. I'm looking to live. Stephen preached the gospel, the world would not receive. But Stephen had a vision. In that vision, Stephen believed. As they stoned his dying body, he got something in his eyes. He said, I see the heavens open. He's standing at the Father's right side. I'm looking to live. I'm not looking to die. I focus my eyes on Jesus the Christ. I don't feel the stones. I don't see the crowd. My mind is fixed on the heavenly crown. If you're wondering why, I'm looking on high. I'm looking to live. Tried to blind me. Satan holds I will never see all the blessings of the gospel, a vast inheritance for me. He has come just a little too late now. I've got something in my eyes. Sweet glory land awaiting. Nothing else will ever satisfy. I'm looking to live. I'm not looking to die. I focus my eyes on Jesus the Christ. I don't feel the stones. I don't see the crowd. My mind is fixed on the heavenly crown. If you're wondering why, I'm looking on high. I'm looking to live. I'm looking to live. I'm not looking to die. I focus my eyes on Jesus the Christ. I don't feel the stones. I don't see the crowd. My mind is fixed on the heavenly crown. I'm looking to live.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song. I want to say this before Brother Eddie comes back and obey the Lord. Last week we were up in Ohio. We had all week, and I mean we were in great Holy Ghost services all week long. I just praise God for them. We just got in here late last night. We got in here about 11:30 from Ohio, so we're really tired and wore out. But anyway, we had a great outpouring of the Holy Ghost services last week in Chillicothe, Ohio, and Springboro or Spring Valley, Ohio, and Lebanon, Ohio. So God really moved and really blessed in all the services. And we're going back in August to Chillicothe, Ohio, the Harvest Tabernacle for a revival up there. Then we're going to Spring Valley, where we're going to Zion Temple in a deliverance in Spring Valley, Ohio. So we're going up there for the 8th, 9th, and the 10th revival up there of August. Then the 11th, 12th, and the 13th, and the 14th, we're going to be in over in Chillicothe, Ohio. So just looking forward for a great revival up there in them services. So if you're up there in them areas, well, I want to encourage you to come out and be with us. So just pray for them. And so, Brother Eddie, just go ahead now and obey the Lord, brother. You've got about 33 minutes.
Actually, a little bit out of the 6th chapter of the book of Judges. And the children of Israel did the evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian for 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel, and because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens, which are in the mountains, and caves, and strongholds. And God had told Israel at one time, if they would be obedient, if they would do what he'd have them to do, that they'd be the head and not the tail. And they got into idolatry, and they began to worship Baal, and they began to set up groves, and they began to set up idols, and they began to do these things that all the nations round about them did. And the Bible said that God sold them into these into slavery because of the things that they did. And you can look around at the United States now, how that the United States is turning its back on God, and how that we're getting leaders in the Capitol that's ungodly men and ungodly women, and brothers are calling evil good and good evil. And, brother, I want you to know that because the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, that, brother, he sold them into the land, into the hand of Midian for 7 years. And, brother, Midian come down and even took the food that they had to eat. They left the children of Israel with nothing. And, brother, they would take everything that they could. And, brother, and so it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites and the children of the east, even they came up against them. They encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth till thou come into Gaza and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep nor oxen or ass. And after they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude, for both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. They come down premeditatively, if you would, to destroy Israel, to do away with Israel, to do away with their animals, to do away with their crops, to do away with their food. But, oh, I'm telling you, they never thought about one thing. They never thought about God, because God, he always, when the children of Israel turn back to God, God always would hear them and answer them until later on when they got so far away from God, and God delivered them time and time again. And then after a while, God sold them into captivity and left them for 70 years. And, brother, when they came back, they never went into idolatry again. But here this time was that they had sinned, and they had sinned, and they had sinned. And, brother, they began to cry out unto the Lord, and God sent a prophet to them and began to rebuke them. And he said, and that prophet, that the Lord sent a prophet to the children of Israel, which said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, I brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drove them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God, fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice. God's looking for somebody today that will obey him, and God's looking for somebody today that will take the word of God and will walk in the word of God, and that will obey the word of God and do the word of God. The Bible says it's not the hearers that are justified, but it's the doers of the word that are justified. And brother, the Israelites, they refused to walk in the way that God set before for them. And it's the same way in the United States today, that where the people are refusing to walk after God. We've had it so good for so long that, brother, they forgot about the thing, just like in World War II, how the hundreds of thousands were saved, or gave their life, and, brother, how that millions of people were killed to stop Nazism and to stop communism. But, brother, I want you to know today that, brother, that time's a coming when if people don't turn back to the Lord, brother, there's going to be a bondage. Come on, the United States, when they're listening, verse 11, it said, "And there came an angel of the Lord and stood under an oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertained to Joash the Abba Ezrite, and his son Gideon, threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midian." They had to hide their food from the enemy because the enemy was taking everything that they had. Oh, listen, folks, there's no need in us getting like that. We don't have to get like that because we're children of God tonight. The only thing we've got to do is give our hearts and life to the Lord and rededicate ourselves to the Lord. The Bible says, then in 2 Chronicles 7:14, "If my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and seek my face and pray and turn from the wicked ways, and I'll hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land." And God's looking for people today that'll turn to him and follow him. And God's wanting somebody to stand up and say, just like Joshua said, that he said, "To you this day whom you'll serve, but as far as me and my house will serve the Lord." Oh, I'll tell you something tonight. It's a great thing today to serve God. It's a great thing today to serve the Lord. Brother, it's worth living your life and serving the Lord and doing what God would have you to do. And brother, I want you to know, when you make your mind up to do something for God, God will help you to do that. God will help you to stand up and to do the work that you make your mind up to do, if you'll just go on and do it. Oh, listen to me tonight. When this angel come to Gideon, brother, he called him a mighty man of valor. Oh, listen, it says in verse 14, "And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this time, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee?" And brother, I want you to know tonight that the children of Israel begin to pray, even in their rebellion, in their disobedience. They begin to call out to the Lord. Brother, and God heard them, and God sent a man to them. He sent an angel to a man and called that man out to save the Israelites from the bondage of the Midianites and the children of the East. Oh, listen to me tonight. God will save you. Right where you're at tonight, out of the bondage that you're in, if you'll just turn to him, if you'll just call on him, God will send a word to you. Brother, it may be through somebody. It might be God speaking direct into your spirit. But God will send a word to you, brother, that will bring deliverance to you, that will set you free from the bondage. Oh, I'm telling you tonight, folks, God is wanting to set people free. He's wanting to lift them up, and he wants to encourage them. And the Lord looked upon him and said, "Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites." And not I sent him, and he said unto him, "O my Lord, whom shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor, and Manasseh, I'm the least in my father's house." And the Lord said unto him, "Surely I will be with thee. Thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man." God, God, listen. When God tells you that he's with you, brother, he tells me today he's with me. Brother, that's all we need God there to go. Brother, to do what God has told us to do. He's telling us that he'll go with us. He'll stand with us. It's like David when he went out against Goliath. David had trained for that day. Brother, he told Saul, he said, "A bear and a lion come in when I kept my father's sheep, and they took a lamb out of the flock." He said, "I went after him," and he said, "I grabbed that lion by the beard, and I slowed him, and I slew him, and I delivered the lamb out of his mouth, and he killed the bear." Oh, let me tell you something tonight. When God says, "I'm with you, I'll stand with you, I'll go with you," you don't got to worry about it anymore. The only thing you've got to do is pray and seek God and get the leadership of God, and God what you need to do. All in me said, and he said, if that. And he said unto him, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then show me a sign that thou talkest with me. Depart not thence, I pray thee, until I come unto thee, and bring thee forth my present and set it before thee. And he said, I will tarry till thou come. Listen, I want you to know today that God's looking for somebody that's willing to come before him and stand before him and kneel before him and to call on his name. The Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Brother, listen, Israel lasted at one time. Brother, God worked through Israel. And if you wanted to come to God, you had to convert to Judaism. But brother, it's not like that anymore. When Jesus hung on the cross, brother, and he gave his life, and he said it the last time, right before he gave up the ghost, he said it is finished, and he gave up the ghost. And the Bible said the temple, the veil that separated the holy from the most holy, it was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, opening up the way of the most holy to you and me. And the Bible said in the book of Hebrews, he said, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and find grace in time of need. God wants to give us that grace. God wants to help us if we will just come to him, and if we'll just listen to him and do what he'd have us to do. Or you might say, I'm afraid I can't do what God wants me to do. Folks, I know exactly how that is, because I run from the Lord for about 4.5 to 5 years because of that. But you know what? After I got back to the Lord, God spoke to me again, brother, that following week, and I said, it's got to be easier to try to do what God would have you to do than it is to live like this. And brother, I want you to know I listened and I accepted that calling that night. And brother, God began to live his life in me, and God began to send me to different people, and God began to speak to my heart. And listen, it's been different ever since then. Listen to me. Said, then the angel of the Lord put forth the end of the staff that was in his hand and touched the flesh and living cakes, and there rose up a fire out of the rock and consumed the flesh and the unliving cake. Then the angel of the Lord departed out of his sight. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, alas, O Lord God, for the cause I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. And the Lord said unto him, peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die. And brother, from that time on, God began to tell Gideon what he wanted him to do. He began to tell him how to go about doing his will. And brother, when he went out against all these Midianites out there, he had tens of thousands of men that was going to go up against them. But God said, tell everybody that was afraid to go back home. And there was 20-something thousand, I believe, that went home. And brother, he said, you still got too many. And I believe there was like 10,000 left. And brother, he said, you still got too many. Take them down by the water and try them by the water. And he said, all that laps water like a dog, he said, set them by theirself. And he said, them that go down, bend their knees and go down, set them by themselves. And there was 300 that left like a dog. And I'll tell you what, God said, by the 300, I'm going to save Israel. And brother, I want you to know today that with that 300, he saved Israel. And old Gideon, he got out there and he told him, said, what you see me do? He said, do what I do. And brother Gideon, he broke his lamp and he give them all lamps and give them to him, and he told them to shout the sword of the Lord and of Gideon, and they broke their lamps and they shouted out, and brother, the Lord turned the Midianites' hand one against the other, and they killed each other. Listen to me, God's got ways to fight your battle tonight. God, he said, I'm come that you, Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Brother, God has got a way to fight your battle you may not have even thought of, but brother, he'll fight your battle for you. Brother, whatever it is that you're going through, he'll stand with you. Brother, he'll help you. He'll strengthen you. He'll tell you to fear not, for I am with 50th, like out there. And I know this has been used on this broadcast before, but when he was on the water and Peter looked at him, they all of the apostles looked at him, and he said, "Be not afraid, it is I." And Peter said, "Lord, if it's you, bid me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come on," and Peter got down out of the boat, and he went toward Jesus. And brother, when he got out there, the Bible said he began to see the waves round about him and begin to sink. And he came back to the Lord and said, "Lord, save me." And Jesus reached down and took him by the hand and picked him back up. Let me tell you tonight, folks, God has got ways of taking care of your problems tonight. He's not limited as to one thing or another, but brother, he'll do. There was a man in the Bible that was blind. Brother, and he fell on. Jesus went up to him, or he come up to Jesus, and Jesus asked him what he wanted, and he told him, and he spit on the ground, and he made mud, and he put it on his eyes and told him to go down to the pool of Siloam and wash his eyes, and he went down there and washed his eyes, and he may come back seeing. Listen to me today, folks. God's wanting to help you with your problems. He wanting to help you to stand and go on. God don't want you to sit down and quit. And if you're thinking about quitting tonight, it's the wrong time to be quitting. It's the time to get up and to be about the Father's business. When Jesus was 12 years old and they left going back home, Mary and Joseph, Jesus wasn't with them. And they got out there and they looked for him. They couldn't find him. And they went back for 3 days. They hunted for him. And they found him in the temple. And brother, he was listening to questions. He was answering questions. He was there with the doctors and the lawyers, brother, and he was asking them questions, and he amazed them because of the questions that he asked them, and because of the answers that he gave them. And then the Mary said, "Why have you dealt with us such?" And Jesus said, "Wish you not know that I must be about my Father's business." Listen, God is wanting to help you tonight. God's wanting to stand with you tonight, and he will stand with you if you'll just stand up, and if you'll just go on and do what God would have you to do. He said nothing by any, he said that nothing by any means would harm you. Oh, I'm telling you tonight, God knows exactly what you're going through with. God knows exactly where you're at, and God knows exactly what you need in your life. And I want to encourage you tonight to call on the Lord. Get out to yourself somewhere. Begin to call on the name of the Lord. Brother, he said that whosoever would call on the name of the Lord, he would be saved. God will save you in your situation. Oh, it's so good tonight, and it's so wonderful tonight to have somebody that we can call on tonight. Well, God is willing, brother. He said that he told him when he went out there in the garden praying, he looked at him and said, "The spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak." Brother, and it's the same with us today. If we're not careful, he liable to tell us the spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. But all we've got to do is be willing to do, to seek God and to do what he'd have us to do. God bless you again, brother. Lord, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. I appreciate that, Brother Eddie. We've got a special prayer request called in here, so emailed in to us or something here on the broadcast, so we need to pray for it. I'll let them make it known here.
Christine Lankford says she wants us to pray for her son. Timothy Lankford's back has been hurting him. He's been in great pain.
Praise the Lord. So let's pray for Timothy Lankford's back there, that God will touch him and heal, and just pray for the whole family. And,
amen.
Pray that God will touch them. If there's any of them lost, why, they'll be saved. And thank God for her emailing in to us. And we'll just go to the Lord in prayer right now.
Father, in the name of Jesus tonight, Lord, we thank you, Father.
We ask you, God, that you reach down.
Father, for listening, God, for you and your people, pray, Lord.
Lord,
we pray for Timothy Lankford, Father, to touch his back, Lord.
right
God,
now,
that
you'd
heal
Lord,
his back,
you
Lord. God, let that pain leave, Lord.
The
I rebuke
and honor,
that.
Father,
I rebuke that spirit of pain in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, that spirit of infirmity, Lord.
To
God, we pray, Heavenly Father, tonight
house,
in Jesus'
Lord.
Name, God, if he's
Lord,
lost, I pray that you'd
he
save
God
him, Lord.
Lord.
And God, if there's anybody in his family that's lost, that you'd save them, Father. God, we ask in the name of Jesus, we praise you. We bless you for what you're doing. May they find Christ, Lord, if they're lost, Lord, in Jesus' name.
And Lord, just touch Brother John and his family, Lord. God, we don't
yes,
know what's
Lord.
Going on there, but God, you know. And Lord, we just place them, God, in your hands, Father. Lord, that you will just reach down, that you will meet their needs, God. In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name, we thank you, Lord. We pray.
Yes,
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We've got another verse or two here we'll read, and we'll ask Brother Timothy if he can get a song ready to sing here in a minute. 2 Timothy 1 and 10 says, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who have abolished death and have brought life and immortality to life through the gospel. You know, praise God. I'm glad tonight to know that Jesus brought life to us. And, you know, praise God, we don't have to worry about nothing. If we're in Jesus and Jesus in us, we have the life, praise God, to live.
Amen.
Let's look into John 10 and 10. It says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundant. You know, that's all the devil's done is come to steal and to kill. But Jesus Christ has come to give us life and give it more abundant than enough. Verse 11, it says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. You know, praise God, Jesus is the good shepherd. He did one day, but he'll not do it no more. He gave
Amen.
His life on the cross for us, that we could come to him, that we could say, Lord, here I am, just a plain sinner, and I'm needing a salvation, I'm needing a Savior.
Yes.
And the Lord come to us, and he brought salvation to us. He brought life to us. Whenever we were walking around dead to the sins of this world, not knowing Jesus as our personal Savior. But praise God, he brought life to us that we could hallelujah, that we could have this life and that we could have it more abundant. And I thank God tonight for that Jesus done that for us. He done that just special for you, my friend. You could say, well, he didn't, but he done it. If you would have been the only one on this earth, he done it for you. He done it for your name, and he put your name in that place over 2,000 years ago when he hung on that old cruel cross between the heavens and the earth. He looked down through the generation. He seen you. He seen me. He seen us that we needing a Savior and somebody to bring us life. And we had to depend on him. We had to look to him, my friend, for that great thing of salvation. I'm so thankful tonight to know, praise God, the devil come to steal and to kill and destroy. But Jesus Christ, he come and brought life unto us. And he brought it to us more abundantly, hallelujah, that we, if we'll believe on him, we'll have life. We don't have to worry about dying. If we believe in him, I believe, read it a little bit ago, as many as believed on him would never die. You know, I believe that is over in St. John, one of the scriptures that I read over there. If we'll only believe in him, we'll not die, praise God, because we've got life, and we've got it in him, hallelujah. And in him's the only way that we're going to have life. So I'm going to let Brother Tim come and sing a couple of songs. So just worship with him while he sings. Hallelujah.
Jesus, got him on my mind. Jesus, got him on my mind. Jesus, got him on my mind. I got Jesus on my mind. Oh, Jesus, got him on my mind. Oh, Jesus, got him on my mind. Jesus. I got Jesus on my mind. When I wake up in the morning and go throughout my day, I just want to praise his name all along the way. He has been so good to me, so faithful and kind, and that's why I want the world to know got Jesus on my mind. Jesus, got him on my mind. Jesus, got him on my mind. Jesus, got him on my mind. I got Jesus on my mind. When Satan tries to tempt me with worry and with doubt, I just choose to trust him. He always brings me out. He is always with me, and he's always on time. That's why I want the world to know got Jesus on my mind. Jesus, got him on my mind. Oh, Jesus, got him on my mind. Jesus, got him on my mind. I got Jesus on my mind. Pray. Sometimes it's a truth revealed in his faces, or the hand of a faithful friend. I never know when he'll send refreshing. I only know
that wonderful singing. Praise the Lord. Brother Eddie?
Yeah.
We've got 2 minutes left. I don't know what happened to Brother John. Have you heard anything from him?
No, I've not heard from him, Brother Lloyd.
I guess we'll have to call him and check on him, find out what's happened.
Yeah.
Well, no. Well, anyway, we got 2 minutes left, so I'll just go ahead and get off here, and we'll talk to you later. I'm sure glad you called in there tonight and appreciate the wonderful word that you brought to us.
Well, God bless you, Brother Lloyd.
God bless you.
I'm glad to be back on here with you.
Amen. We're glad to have you back on here with us. It sure is lonesome without you.
Yeah, well, appreciate it. Just continue to pray for us.
We will. We'll keep you in our mind and our prayers there. So God bless you, and we'll talk to you later on. And we got 1 minute left, so we'll just go ahead and say good night and God bless you.
Good night and God bless everybody.